Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and today we are joined by the one and only, the most reoccurring guest. I'm sure you hold that title now, the most reoccurring guest, like for real, you've probably been on 10 times, my twin sister, Lucy. Probably.
Yay, I'm happy to be back. thank you. I think maybe Taylor or Hannah also have been on here a bit, but maybe not as much.
No, they've each had like one.
One or two.
Maybe yeah. Two. You've been on this probably
hey,
like
I'm
number
around.
10.
I'm always around.
You are always around.
I'm a fountain of wisdom.
No, you actually are. And how this came about, you guys, is I was like, Lucy, I don't know what I want my podcast to be this week. And she was like, I actually have a list of notes for your podcast. Want to hear them? And I was like, yes. And this one, I was like, wow, this is so good. This is exactly what I want to talk about. You're going to be here. Why don't you come on with me and talk about it? And here we are.
Yeah, it's something I'm excited about. And I always try to do. So, yeah, I think it's important.
Yeah, as you guys can tell by the title, we're going to be talking about the importance of leaning into fear in your life. And I feel like this is so good, especially as you grow and become an adult. I feel like there's a lot of fear in that, like growing up in like the unknown. Mm-hmm. But also, on the flip side, you can kind of become... not stagnant, just very comfortable.
Yeah.
You can become like very comfortable, complacent.
Stuck in your own routine.
Yes. In your job, and your friends, in your life, and you're comfy and cozy, and you're very settled, but it's good to keep, like, pushing yourself outside of your routine and outside of your comfort zone. So we're going to, like, talk about that. That's kind of what we mean, I guess, with the importance of leaning into fear. I feel like that sounds
well,
so
do things,
scary.
Yeah. Do things, obviously not things that are, like, actually scary. Like, don't, like, walk home from a bar alone at night. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
No.
But, like, things like, I was scared to join a gym. So, I did exposure therapy and joined a gym. And it was, like, yeah, it was really stressful for me. And I'd only be on, like, the treadmill at first and, like, scoping out the situation. And then, as I was more comfortable and, like, felt comfortable taking up space and like the bro zone, I would like go and lift some dumbbells or whatever. So I don't know, just doing things to like help you grow.
Yeah.
And learn more about yourself. I feel like put yourself in different situations that you wouldn't like normally
be in. That's a great example that I feel like a lot of people can relate to. The fear of like joining a new gym, especially if you're in, like, a new city and a new place, you're like, oh, man, like, I have that, too. So that's, like, good to
just
talk
like
about.
Just, like, taking up space and let alone, like, how you feel other people are looking at you or you're being perceived or whatever. Like
yeah, and, like, no
like
one's really looking at
you. Like,
your
outfit or your whatever, like, you're paranoid, but, like, no one really cares.
Yeah.
So well, I feel like that helps.
I was going to say no one's looking except, didn't I tell, or maybe I didn't tell you, how this man, like, came up to me at the gym the other day and was trying to, like, correct what I was doing.
Oh my God, no, that's awful.
Oh, okay, well then this is gonna just start the podcast with it. I'm like, really? No one?
I thought no one does it anymore.
I know, come on. It's
I watch people rowing wrong every day and I just look the other way.
Yeah, you're like,
full of pain.
I could
and
give
forward.
You some tips. But
yeah,
I'm not
but like,
going
I'm
to.
Not gonna be like, oh, by the way, like,
yeah,
it's like they're doing
lane.
Their own thing. Like I'm gonna stay in my own lane.
Okay, well, this is good for me to say in the podcast. I'm completely contradicting myself because I'm like, you do you, girl. Just be comfortable. Everyone's, like, on their own journey in there. No one's paying attention to you. But I guess sometimes they are because it was so weird. Taylor was here with me, and we went to the gym together. And this is actually our first day at this gym, of course. So we're like, actually, you know what?
That scared me off.
You know, it totally changed the topic of this podcast. Do not lean into fear because I leaned into fear, and I was to be fearful because this guy came up to me and did exactly what you don't want. Someone to, like, tell you what to do. Especially at a gym and as a girl, when it's an older man, I'm like, really? Really,
what
buddy?
What was it? Like an arm workout?
So, okay. So we find our little station. I'm like Lucy where, and maybe some of you girls can relate where maybe if you grew up playing like endurance sports and stuff, I feel very comfortable throwing me on a treadmill, throw me on a bike. I'm good to go. Stairmaster, whatever it is. And you also are in your own little space in your machine, headphones in. Like I feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
But if you're going to put me on the floor in the bro zone, like Lucy said, it feels like the bro zone when it's all the guys
like
in their
mosh pit.
And they have like their chalk and their pre-workout and their big muscles. And maybe if some of you lift, you're it's not like that. But like, whatever, for us growing up, like running, swimming, rowing, stuff like that, that's what the weight section seems to be.
Yeah,
it just seems like more scary. So Taylor and I are over there. She's like, here's our little bench. I'm like following her, doing just like our little dumbbells, doing whatever. But this is also like hard for me, right? Like I'm not doing weights that much. I'm trying to like keep up with her. So I'm modifying here and there. And she's going like quick, like back and forth. We're doing
she
like...
She does quick.
She's quick. Like 10 sets of this, 10
she's
sets of this.
She's not doing the weightlifter bros breaks. Like 2 minute break where you wander around or whatever.
Yeah, moving. So we're going back and forth. And we must be doing like... We're just like switching back and forth exercises. Maybe one is like bent over row, like arm on the bench, like pulling up. And then the other one, she's standing up. I don't know if you guys can picture this. Overhead tricep dips, but she's standing. And at this point, I'm tired and I'm like, this is a lot for me. This is heavy. So I'm doing the tricep over my head sitting. I'm like, I'm just going to take a seat. I'm sitting on the bench and I'm doing it. And what's funny is.
You should do the one where you like go with your. Like to the bench where you just like lower yourself down, you know?
Oh yeah, like tricep dips?
Yeah.
That probably feels even heavier. Anyway, so then this guy next to us is seeming very, you know, into it, has the big over the head earphones and like walking around with the macho man walk and like he's the man, I don't know. Also, side note, not to be mean, but he's like a foot shorter than me. So I'm just like, I'm not scared. Like, because what happens is we see him, there's another younger kid on the other side of him. And I saw him talking to him and I'm like, do they know each other? I'm like, it kind of looks like he's like telling him what to do or like explaining something. And I could tell the kid was like, okay, buddy, like not asking about it. Sorry, I'm saying this like whole long story here, but maybe some of you can relate. So I'm like, wow, that's annoying. And I think I said to Taylor, I'm like, if he comes over here, I'm literally going to be like, okay, can you just like leave us alone? Like I didn't ask, you know? So he literally comes over as I'm sitting doing my little modified triceps because I'm not going to stand because I'm freaking tired at this point. And he like comes over and he's like, hey, you know, if you stand, like it actually will engage your core more and make it like a core exercise too. And I just probably gave him the nastiest look. And I think I was like, okay, like... I didn't ask. Like, let me be. I'm on my own journey. I don't want to engage the core. My core's tired.
That's like if I'm doing like if you're doing like split squats and they're like, actually, if you put your back foot up, you could do Bulgarian split squats. And I'm like, no, I'm all set. Like, it's like, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm like intentionally like doing my own thing.
Now I feel bad saying it out loud. Like he probably was trying to be like nice,
helpful,
but
like
also like,
but I think it's
he
like,
wasn't seeming
it
that
like
nice.
Assumes like it's like him assuming that you're at the beginning of your like, I don't
and
know.
And I don't know what I'm doing because I'm like a girl. I think you and me are also so like,
but it's also
jaded against men. Like if someone like comes up to us and says something, I'm like, I don't like you to begin with. So like, watch out.
I think I have like a, I don't know if it's like it's probably more like scared than like angry, like demeanor in the gym. So I feel like no one like even looks at me or talks to me, but I'd prefer that. But also I feel like after like being an athlete, like in doing lifting at like, or lift in the morning at BU and stuff, like we like are familiar with exercises around doing things with bad form. Like,
I know.
So it's not even like he's correcting your form. He's just like, oh, maybe stand up if you want to get your core. And you're like, I'm all good. I'll do some sit-ups later. Like, I'm okay.
Like, I didn't ask for like your input. Ugh. Anyway, so that's that. So basically lean into fear and scary things do happen.
No, I guess like that's the worst case. It's not even like people being creepy.
It's not like
it's
bad.
Like,
no,
trying to be helpful.
I
at
know.
Least. Because I think that is really out in 2023. Like people can be creepy at the gym or like.
I know, and I feel like everyone's so aware of that now. So if someone's like giving you a hard time or making you feel uncomfortable, anyone else in the gym or the gym staff will be like, "Okay, take a hike, buddy." Like I feel like that. It probably does happen, unfortunately, but I just feel like
I remember it happened way better. When we lifeguarded at the YMCA and like this guy, we were working out after and this guy like was trying to hit on me.
Oh.
And I was stretching. It was really
weird. God. Okay. Now we're saying all these cautionary tales. We're like, but you can do the gym. Don't worry. But
you can't like expect the worst while you're going in because then it's like confirmation bias. Like you're already thinking it's going to be terrible and then you're like looking for that.
Yes,
and
that's
then it
you,
is
Lucy.
Terrible, and then it's like.
You're like, the world's against me. And then you look for ways all day long.
That's
to.
What I'm saying. It's exposure therapy. Like I just like, I'm going to keep going until something terrible happens. I'm kidding.
No, but it really is not bad. And I literally had the mindset, I'm like, I dare this guy to come over and talk to me. Because I would have told him off. Like, I have such a, like, I don't know. I feel
you're
like
scrappy
that's
scrappy now.
That's something that people like always don't expect of me. Like, especially newer friends I make through social media or whatever in person. They're always like, you come off like, they're like, you come off so sweet and nice in person. You're not. No. They're like, you obviously come off like very positive, sweet. And I would say I am. But like, and when I really can get angry or just like, I would just say it's, I'm really good at like sticking up for myself. Like, I'm not going to let someone walk all over me. What I'm really not going to let happen is someone walk all over like a loved one of mine, like a friend or someone I'm with. I will like stand up for my friends like no other.
Yeah.
I don't know why it bothers me so much if I see, maybe because like Lucy like is more like, could be more soft spoken growing up. Like if I could see someone like mess with you, I would be like, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? Back up. So I'm good at just like, I don't know. So I'm like, if this guy comes and approaches me, I'm going to be like, literally back off. Like I didn't, like you have to like embarrass them.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I didn't ask for help. Like I'm all set. Like, please leave me alone. And he would be like, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, cause I feel like people like that want you to be like, oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
And like, I'm literally
I'm
like,
so
no.
Dumb and
new. Yeah. Like, anyway, like, sorry. That's like a whole long story right now. We did not even need to like, get into that. But anyway, yeah, basically we're going to get into the leaning into fear and sticking up for yourself. Lesson by Gretchen. Just stick up for yourself, okay? Because no one else is gonna. So you have to like look out for yourself. But what we need to talk about first is life updates with Lucy.
Oh yeah. Well, and like leaning into fear and like trying to, I feel like it's like that goes hand in hand with like new experiences and like branching out.
Yeah.
But obviously I moved to Boston within the last year, which has been fun. And
well, we had you on since then, because I look back, you guys, I think
in November,
funny enough,
yeah,
Lucy's last, you might have been on one more time in between then, but I don't think so.
The
last time she was on, I think, was November, and it was all on breakup advice, which, by the way, that episode popped off and it had lots of positive feedback, and people were like, this helps so much. So
yeah, I think really I got good. Some messages on Instagram actually talking about, like, people saying that it helped a lot, which was really cute.
I feel like we both have good advice.
I'm happy to help. I mean, I think that had been, by that point, it had been like 10 months before my breakup, so I had a lot of perspective.
Yeah.
Even though it's weird because it felt like kind of fresh still, I guess, with like long distance, it's different. I guess there's like less closure. It just like feels weird.
Yeah.
But
like it feels like not much has changed.
Yeah. And like with it being so like such a long relationship, like 4 years, it's just a lot. But
yeah.
All that to say is I'm in a new relationship.
That's what I was saying. Funny enough, the last episode is breakup advice, and now she's like new boyfriend.
Yeah.
But also,
so I didn't really want a boyfriend.
But you, like, also, you guys need to know, her last relationship didn't end in November, ended in literally January. So it's been over a year and a half since her last relationship.
Yeah, just over a year and like 3 months or something by the time I started dating. But but yeah, I was like very hesitant to start dating. But I mean, I was like trying to like live my single life. I feel like I didn't. I mean, that's different to everyone. I feel like you. Like, I was just, like, regretting not having all those fun times in college or whatever, because I was in a relationship the whole time. So I feel like I was trying to, like, cram in a single girl era, but, like, I guess that's also not me. So
But
I
you
was
did
just,
have a single girl
yeah,
era.
Yeah, I did.
Moment.
I was, like, I was chilling. But I think, yeah, I think that can be different for everyone. Like, some people are, like, boy crazy, and I think that's what I, like, thought it would be like in my head, but I guess that's not me, so it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I feel like I haven't like done it all though, but
like talk to 100 guys, but that's not your personality anyway.
Yeah. So I think that was fine. Like, don't push yourself to be something you're not in your single era.
Yeah.
But I think it happens when you least expect it, kind of, like everyone always says. But also I feel like I was resistant to it because I think you want everything to be perfect, or I'm like, oh, but I'm not fully healed in these areas or whatever. So I didn't want to come in with all my baggage. You know, if you've seen those like memes of like girls packing up their, you know, it's like like hauling suitcases into the relationship of all the baggage, and the guys are like, oh, my pretty little girlfriend. It's like you're like unloading and unpacking and like drowning them in all this trauma or whatever. But
that was literally, no, that's not you.
That's like how what I was.
No, I'm just laughing thinking about how it's hard. Like the older you get, we're 26. You meet someone new, and you meet them, and you're like, Now, where do we begin? Yeah. I got to fill you in on 26 years. Yeah. Take a seat.
I feel like with my boyfriend right now, when I first met him, like we were saying, like leaning into fear, like new experiences and stuff, I would kind of like become like scared of people or like just like distrustful of like relationships. Like I felt like being open and vulnerable, like that would be used against you kind of.
Yeah, I'm sure that people.
So, and I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. So yeah. I kind of was just like throwing caution to the wind, is that the word? But where I was just like, okay, whatever, like what's the worst that could happen? And like when I met him, I was just like, he's really nice. Like we were just like hit it off immediately, like stayed up all night and we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the best.
Went over like everything, but I was just like, oh, we're gonna be friends. Like I didn't even like think of it like that, I guess, because mm-hmm. I was like in my single girl era. But yeah, I feel like I just like threw a bunch of crap at him like almost immediately, and he was like still sticking around and was being nice, and I was like, yeah, oh, that's kind of wild.
You passed the test.
And I feel like I kind of was doing that because I was just like, oh, I guess it'll be like telling of how people handle like what, like grief or like dad or whatever, like how people respond. I feel like that's telling of where they're at.
Yeah.
And not to say like if
trauma dump and see how you respond.
But also I hate that term because it's like, what are relationships for? Like,
you're right.
Like, if we're not, like, sharing these burdens, like,
that's so
you
true.
Don't, like, dump it on me. Like, I'm here to listen to your trauma, too. Like, don't tell me I'm, like, being too much. Like, yeah. I'll go find somebody else. Because that's what I hate. Like, I hate when people make it feel too much.
Yeah.
So, but that's why I throw it at them immediately now. Yeah. Because then you can see how they handle it. It's like, sink or swim. Are you going to, like... So, yeah. I feel like that's...
But I feel like your current boyfriend is so... We don't need to talk about him too much. I feel like you mm-hmm. value your privacy in your relationship. But I feel like he doesn't make you feel that way, like, too much or anything.
Definitely
you're like,
not.
Oh, wow. You're, like, listening and care.
Yeah.
And
so, like, I was listening to a TikTok. My friend said, instead of saying, like, I saw it on a TikTok, it's like, oh, I read in the Times... what is it? New York Times or whatever.
It sounds like, a little more credible.
Yeah. It sounds less, like, I don't know... like scrolling and like finding
now when I hear someone say I read this in the New York Times, I'm gonna be like, okay, yeah, you saw it on TikTok.
I think we should be saying that. But I think it was like three things that like are important in a relationship or relationships that last or whatever, but and I forget most of them, but or two of them I guess, but one of them was like conscientiousness and just being like aware and like anticipating needs and kind of just like in tune. I feel like my boyfriend's really like that. It like kind of blows my mind.
He is.
Like even before we were dating, he was like getting me flowers like every other day and like try finding cute ideas of things we could do and just like was really like, I don't know, supportive all the time.
Yeah.
Which aware, was like shocking to attention. Me. Yeah, very like
wait, you sent me this TikTok. This long one and they talk about signs in like a good relationship or what they all have in common, long-term healthy relationships.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was like a study of like all these relationships and marriages that lasted, and it was like saying all the things they had in common. But yeah, I just feel like he's really positive, like a positive impact in my life, but like positive overall. Like he has a positive outlook, which I feel like is important because like it rubs off on you how other people are viewing the world or like how they're talking about things. Like it, really impacts you. Totally. And then, yeah, I was just saying he's, like, very respectful. I have my little notes. and, like, interested and just, like, fun, like, adventurous, like, funny, goofy. Like, you know, it's just, like, fun. So, yeah, and he makes me... This is cute. I'm gonna literally cry. But he makes me feel easy to love, be loved, or whatever.
Aw, Lulu!
Which is really cute.
I wanna give you a hug right now. Did you feel like in the past you felt... hard to be loved?
Yeah, I guess so.
That you were hard to love, Lou. I hate that anyone made you feel that way.
I know.
Well, I've but always loved really regardless, unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
We shared the womb.
I know.
How could I not?
We did share the womb. But also, this wraps around to it. I got stuck in TikTok last night. I got stuck in the Times Union or Times.
In the Times article.
Whatever. Just, you know, just reading up on my quotes. But it said, I guess Tom Hardy said it. It says, at your very best, you still won't be good enough for the wrong person. But at your absolute worst, you'll be worth it for the right person.
Wait, at your very best, really you won't be enough for the wrong person.
You won't be enough for the wrong person. But at your... absolute worst, you'll still be worth it to the right person.
Aww.
I'm like, that is so cute.
That's really cute.
Yeah. It's funny you read it again because I'm thinking, it's like, read that twice.
Oh, like I had to read it twice.
Read it twice.
I always do that in my podcast. If I read a quote, I'm like, okay, let's unpack this. Let's read it again. Because when my brain hears it the first time, I'm like, what am I even reading?
Yeah.
Aww.
But I feel like you can tell if it's like forced or not, kind of.
Yeah.
And based off like how you're both feeling.
I know. I feel like you guys really flowed. And to give myself all the credit, no, I'm kidding. But Lucy, and I feel like we all can really overthink, and especially when you go into it being like, no, I wanted to be single right now. Like, this poor guy was just so patient, because of course Lucy's like, well, you're nice and all, but like, I'm trying to be single, so like, no.
Yeah.
And I just remember you being like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, he is so nice. Like, we have so much fun. Like, I want to be single. And I remember saying to Lucy, I always say, just simplify things. Are you happy when you're around them? Yeah. Do they make you feel like special and comfortable and safe? Yeah. Do you feel loved? Yeah. Do you, you know?
Yeah.
And she was like saying yes to everything. And I'm like, okay, like, I think you have your answer. And she's like, oh, I don't like the idea of being a relationship. I'm like, you can't like overthink and overcomplicate and long term, you know?
Yeah.
You just have to be like, do I like spending time with them? Do I enjoy our time together?
Yeah.
Do I feel all these things? Like, okay, that's easy.
I agree. I know, it is, like, simple. I feel like you can, like, make it up to a big thing in your head. But, I mean, it's also, I don't know, it's not, like, it's not, like, anyone you date you're, like, stuck with forever. It's, like, okay, like, see how it goes. But I feel like there's no, like, harm in it. Like, it doesn't have to be as intense as you think. But at the same time, like, I remember I was trying not to put pressure on myself because I was, like, okay, like, I can still be, like, going on, like, I can go on dates with him without, like, being dating yet. Like, I was, like, trying to, like, put a boundary up because I was, like, scared, I guess.
Yeah.
Which, like, is possible. It's true. Like, I feel like you could be, like, dating around, but, like, I think that's a thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
when going you date multiple people, but I feel like you were just good at, like, going slow. Like, I feel like everything worked out how it was supposed to.
Yeah.
That you guys just moved really slow.
Yeah. And then by the end, we're like, okay, we could have been dating that whole time, but, like, we weren't, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Because, like, no rush, but,
Yeah. Okay, so that's that life update.
Oh, but I feel like also that goes hand in hand because I feel like he is big into, like, trying new things or, like I don't know, like, longboarding. Like, he got all this stuff for us to paint and, like, I don't know, because I, like, mentioned how I, like, dad used to do watercolors and, like, stuff like that. He got me, like, a bonsai tree and I'm, like, trying to, like, learn how to keep it alive. Like,
oh, yeah, we were talking about that in my vlog.
Yeah.
We talked about the bonsai tree for, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. If anyone has tips, but,
Wait, no, he's such a sweetie.
And, like, cooking. We, like, cook a lot together.
He is such a good cook, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So good.
I talk about it in the vlog, too. I'm, like, the vodka sauce. Pasta with chicken. He's such a good cook.
Spinach feta chicken.
Lucy's, like, boyfriend taught me the spinach feta chicken. The best, it's my favorite chicken recipe. It's so good.
And he doesn't even like it.
I know. He made it for us, and he was so like, you know, I don't know if I like this. And I was like, this, like, is literally the, my best, the best thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah, I know how to make this. Like, I made it a few times. And I'm like, why are you saying that's your thing when you, like, don't like it? Whatever. But,
he knew I was gonna like it.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I feel like it's fun just, like, doing new things and, like, also being, like, going back into arts and crafts, you know?
Like, and I feel like that's a sign of a good relationship, too. Not only is it important to push yourself and challenge yourself and grow, but if you have a partner that's also encouraging those things, trying new things, going new places, new experiences, pushing you, then you're like, okay, this is a good sign. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not complete. Because I feel like that always feels icky. It feels icky on your own being complacent. It feels icky in a relationship if you sit there on the couch and you're like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I know. I feel like we're always doing stuff. Like, when we went home, what I'm grateful for is, like, spending time with family and friends. I feel like, especially, like, a lot lately, I guess just with the summer, like, you're, like, kind of, like, bopping around, like,
social
on the weekends. But yeah, we just went back home to visit mom, and we went, like, to the driving range, and then, like kind of randomly, and then spur of the moment went, like, go-karting and mini golfing, you got ice cream, and then, like,
I know, you guys literally had the best time.
Like, we just, like, had so much fun just, like, doing random stuff, and we're just like, why not, let's do that. Yeah, why not? And, like, it's just been great. I'm still wanting to go hiking when we go home, but I feel like it just never hasn't worked out yet. But
no, but you guys did so much. I love that Lucy's talking about, well, now we're halfway through the podcast, but at the beginning typically of every episode, I'll say something like, we're happy about, happy quote or happy idea. And that's literally what I have as well, just being social. And I feel like summer makes it so easy because it's, like, sunny and maybe people have time off or vacation or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, such a fun time to do things and be outside with people and be social. And I feel like we both have been so social. I've been too social, okay?
You really have
been
going.
I'm not doing any work because I'm just with people all day, every day, but it's been so fun. And I'll be like, Max, I'm overwhelmed. Like, I haven't been able to do this or that or record my podcast or whatever it is. Cause we literally like have people. Oh, is that? Oh, Amazon. Sorry. Stuff is getting delivered. I'm distracted.
She's distracted. Being with people and getting stuff for the house.
Yeah, I get like so distracted by it all. And I'm like, oh, I'm like not getting work done, whatever. And I'll get overwhelmed and I'll have a freak out. And he's like, but think about in the fall, wherever we end up, because we still don't even know where we're going to be in the fall with him playing hockey. We're going to look back and be like, we had the most fun summer. He's like, you're going to wish that you did all these things. Mm-hmm. You're not going to want to be like, oh no, I can't like hang out or go out to dinner. Like I have to do this. Yeah. And like, there's obviously a balance, but he's like, you're going to be so happy that we saw all our friends and said yes and did all the things. And we're like about to go to Nantucket for the weekend and stuff like that. And we had, I guess my life update is just that we've been so social here. Like I was just saying, and it's been so fun. And like the 4th of July, Lucy came right after, but, me and our bestie Hannah and sorry, the Amazon delivery guy's right there. Hey, I was going to give him away.
I thought he was going to ring like the doorbell or something.
But Hannah was here, Max and I, and what I'm really happy about is that I have the best neighbors, and we, like, so lucked out. We've met so many of our neighbors. Everyone's so, like, friendly and just kind, and we had the best 4th with our friends. Oh, and then Max's friend and his girlfriend were here, and then we went to the neighbor's house, and there was the biggest group of, like, all kids our age, which also worked out so well, and, like, all their cousins, and we're just having a party, fireworks. Like, it was literally so much fun. Just, like, good old plain fun. Like, singing and dancing. I feel like that has been the vibe this summer. Like, we just find live music everywhere and just dance around and have a jolly time. And it's, like,
that is so fun.
Kind of what you were saying, like, bring back to your childhood self. Like, literally just making fun such a priority and things that you enjoy doing as a kid. Like, when we're seeing live music, I see all these, like, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds running around with their, like, popsicles dancing to the live music. And I'm like, oh, this is just the best, you know?
I think that's important. I feel like it circles back to our whole theme because it's, like, just experiences, you know? Whether it's, like, pushing yourself into new ones or, like, remember what you liked when you were a kid. Like, oh, I always liked painting, so I'm going to do that again. Or I always wish I could skateboard, so let's learn that. Or, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, experiencing things with other people obviously is, like, huge. And that almost feels like a family atmosphere. Well, obviously they're a family, so I feel like that's just really fun. Like, we never had all those cousins and stuff, so it's fun to, like, be adopted in.
I know. I remember telling that to the girls. My podcast probably doesn't know. I don't even know if I've, like, said on my blog. I feel like the pod gets, like, my real life. Like, you hear the Planet Fitness freaking excursion with a man telling me what to do. And the fact that down the street there's 2 sets of twins that are, like, just around Lucy's my age. Like, I think our age and then a little younger. And they're 2 sets of twin girls, you guys. And they are 1.5 years apart. So there's 4 girls. And I'm like, how did I luck out that they visit all the time? Like, they're not here full time in the summer, but they come a lot and visit from where they live in, like, New York, Boston, whatever. And I'm like, wow, I really lucked out. Got along with them so well. Like, we all hung out, Max and their friends, and then all their cousins come for the summer too. And so there's just, like, the biggest group. And I just feel so lucky that that worked out because a lot of our neighbors are, like, older couples and empty nesters, that kind of thing. But then these are their kids that are our age. So it's perfect.
So it's perfect.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
It worked out so well.
I can't wait to hang out with them when you guys are all back together.
You're going to love. We got so lucky. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about AG1. I've been taking AG1 for years now, and it's just the best daily nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. It really helps my gut health and digestion, increase energy, immune system, and so much more. I also just really like the routine of taking it first thing when I wake up every morning, starting my day out right. It's just 1 scoop of powder mixed with water, and every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients, and it tastes kind of tropical, like pineapple. I remember the first thing I noticed when I started taking AG1 years ago was that it very quickly improved my digestion and would give me an energy boost throughout the day. My favorite way to take it is to just mix it with cold water, but if I ever forget first thing, I'll also add it to a smoothie from time to time as well. It's hard for me to keep up with a supplement routine that comes with a bunch of different products, which is why AG1 is so nice since it's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com
drinkag1.com/happyhour. That's drinkag1.com/happyhour. Check it out.
Typically, I say a happy quote, happy idea, and all I put is to just remember as you grow up to keep, especially in a relationship, I feel like long-term, healthy, successful relationships, always keep this idea a priority at the forefront of just feeling and staying playful and just having fun. Yeah. Like fun should be, I saw a TikTok like that. Like I agree. Fun should be a priority in a relationship because that's what keeps it like lighthearted and easygoing and friendly and like feels like a crush. Like when you're dating.
Yeah.
And you go on like these fun dates. And it's playful instead of, because life and responsibilities it can become so serious and there's so many like stressful things. So it's like your relationship should be like hard and fun. And there's always going to be hard times and whatever, but I feel like if you keep that a priority, you're on a good track.
I agree. I know. I think, well, just like talking about everything, I feel like it's easy to get like wrapped up in like career, like money, apartments, like all the like logistics behind stuff. But it's like, we're just here to like experience stuff and have fun. So like, let's like see how much we can like learn about ourselves, like by putting ourselves in like uncomfortable situations or things we wouldn't normally do, or like just like pushing the boundaries and like saying yes to things you wouldn't normally, or kind of that type of thing, just to like have the most experiences and the most fun, you know?
I know. I feel like I read in the New York Times, whatever you said, no, I saw TikTok forever ago, and I feel like it was like, the purpose of life is literally to just live. Like, that's it. Like, do what you want to do. Stay alive and survive and live your life.
It's like we're putting all the expectations on ourselves. And that circles me back to, I have to say it's a TikTok because I ended up on Grandpa TikTok last night. I told Gretchen. It's Gramps Takes. And they're so precious. I guess, I don't know. There's two. One's kind of longer. I'll start with a shorter one. This one, it circles back to kind of like out with the old things that aren't serving you and with like the newer things that are like where you're supposed to be. But it says, before you go to bed tonight, I want you to remember that it took a lot of courage to leave behind what's not for you anymore. If you're strong enough to let go, then you'll be strong enough to find what's next for you. You got this. Good night. So I feel like that is like you, but you need to like keep putting yourself out there and like doing things that you might not want to, like you might want to like curl up in bed and never leave, but it's like, well, you're never gonna have these experiences or like live a life that you're like happy with, you know? I mean, obviously you can like stay in bed some days, but like, I don't know,
you gotta put yourself out there and do things, grow and move forward and all those things.
Yep. Then also, oh my god, that huge fly.
Blah blah, you saw a fly by, you guys.
Yeah,
there's always so many. That's the one thing about this house, I love this house. I bought it. Okay? I love it. But it's actually our fault. We leave the doors open because Brody kind of comes and goes and does his thing. And so flies come in and they don't leave. So sometimes you see them buzzing around. They also live here.
Like very few.
Yeah, there's not that many. But one day like, I swear I killed like juicy. Five. Yeah, they are big juicy.
But this one, oh. Yeah, I feel like this just because I've been feeling like really overwhelmed with like, you know, career stuff. Like I'm like changing apartments because unfortunately my lease is having to be up. And yeah, just like all the changes make you like stressed about life and stuff. But as we were saying, it's really about experiences and like, I feel like the universe has a plan and all of that jazz. So just like let it all unfold and be where you're supposed to be. But it says, before you go to bed tonight, I just want you to know that you may see in a mirror, you may look in a mirror and see a mess of a human being, but you don't see all the lives of the people you've touched or the people you've saved. You don't see all the love you've given freely or the amazing memories you've made. You're a book of beautiful moments and feelings. You're not weak because you cry. You're not a simple being. You make plants come to life. You turn cold rain showers into warm downpours. You're a piece of art that makes people feel things. You don't bring people to their knees, or you don't bring people to their knees. You're the reason they stand, and that's beautiful. Like, aww, that is so cute.
Oh my god, you're finding the cutest quotes.
Grandpa TikTok just making me cry in bed last night, but it's fine. But yeah, I think that's really cute, and it's like important to remember that because
that's so uplifting.
Just like down the lives you touch and like your experience is more important than like, I don't know, like all the numbers and whatever else people get like wrapped up in.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that the best feeling if you ever find out, like this has happened to me a couple times where someone will be like, you know, you said this to me once and I've never forgot it. And it like really made me so happy. And I'm like, oh my God, what? Really? Yeah. You know, when you like find something out like that and I'm like, I don't even remember saying that to you. And they're like, yeah, it was like really special to me. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I think it's like if you say like, yeah, it's just, it's like the perfect coincidence. You know, you like sit, you happen to think of something to say to somebody at like the perfect time where it's like really impactful for received. Them. I know, where it's like they need to hear it.
I feel like compliments are always so good because you would never know. Like if they never said to me, wow, that meant so much to me. Like you're such a good friend, whatever. Mm-hmm. I never would have known how much if they didn't tell me, yeah. You know?
I think that's maybe my next bridge of, so I'm going to literally write it down, but I feel like well, obviously just complimenting people that I know, but like also complimenting strangers, like mm-hmm. I always like think about it and then I get too scared, but it's like, I'll be like, oh my God, I love her outfit. Or she seems like she has the best energy, just like random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I'm like, okay, like I don't want to be like weird or like interrupt someone's day.
No,
or, like,
but it makes
their day. If they're like a mean person, like, you know, but no. I mean, I guess if you're interrupting someone,
the worst that could happen is they could say like, okay, and act weird. And you could be like, okay, whatever. Like you're putting out the good vibes. And I feel like the world like receives that.
That's true. Yeah. I feel like, cause also coming back to my gym story, I feel like I would go there and be kind of scared. And I mean, also just like for a while I felt like paranoid and like scared of like strangers and like people, I mean especially guys, but then I'm like kind of anticipating the worst and I feel like, you know, normal guys probably see me and they're like, oh, like leave her alone, like she's like keeping her head down, whatever. But then so it's like you kind of attract that like creepy energy because you're like, no one talk to me, everyone leave me alone. And then so like the only people that talk to you are gonna be like the creepy whatever, and then it's like the cycle of you being like, oh my God, everyone's so creepy and I hate it here, like you know, I don't know, that's what
it, that's what were you gonna say about that?
I don't know, that's just what made me think of.
Oh,
because it's like if you're putting out the energy of like, oh no, everyone scares me, then like people are gonna scare you and you're gonna be like, see, everyone scares me.
I see.
But it's like you're expecting it and you're acting in a way that like,
but if you're putting out the energy of like positivity of like
open and like, oh, like how's your coffee, like a normal conversation. But if you're like head down like scurrying around, like obviously you're only gonna hear the people catcalling you because everyone else is leaving you alone because you're like, leave me alone,
and you just are like focusing on the negatives. I know, I feel like I saw TikTok that a woman was like, my like something I do is that unapologetically I'll like compliment people, like I'll walk by a stranger on the street and be like, I'm so sorry, I just had to tell you, like you have such a beautiful laugh, or like it'll be like, she's like, I feel like such a weirdo, but like I just have to tell people. But I'm like, imagine if someone walked by you and was like, you have such a beautiful laugh, or you have such a warm energy, or like I just have to tell you, you're like, go, like it means so much. I'll never forget a guy that worked at Max's rink came up to me one day, this older man, and he was like, I just have to tell you, every game I see you at, you're smiling so big, and it like is such like a inviting like energy. Like it makes me so happy to see you like smile. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna cry. You know, like you'll never forget things like that. So yeah, that's important. I guess that's also can be scary, like complimenting people.
Like going out of your way to talk to strangers.
But the more you like put that out there, I feel like you'll receive that back from the world. Yeah. Like you'll start getting compliments, or you'll feel like good karma or good things are coming your way.
Well, yeah, this is random, and it was around the time of me being like, I'm going to do things that scare me and join a gym or like swim in the ocean or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was like on a hike with Teddy, like our golden doodle. And there was so many, I feel like there were so many people out. It was like in the fall. It was like all the foliage and stuff, like in October. And I like just started asking people if like I could take pictures of them, because I would walk by and I'd be like the dad taking pictures of all the kids. Yeah. I took pictures for probably like 15 different groups of people. And it was just like the funnest thing, because like they're so happy and they're like, thank you. And I'm like, just like there with Teddy. Like, I don't really, like, I'm just like, this would be helpful, and like then they can have a full group picture or whatever, and like couple pictures and like couples with their dogs or like families. Like it was just really cute. And I was like, wait, why is this my favorite thing? Like it was like really fun, like because then like
you can help them.
Yeah, it's like a positive interaction. I'm like, oh, people are nice. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. I know. I'm trying to be more like aware Like, I feel like I can go into public and just be so focused on myself and I'm not aware. Yeah, and that's like something I love about Max, which he's taught me, is I feel like he's always so aware of what's going on around him. And he's always offering to, like, help people. Mm-hmm. And it always sounds dumb because I never had to explain, like, he holds the door for old people. Like, okay, yeah. That's, like, I feel like anyone could catch that. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like he goes out of his way. Like, he'll see a neighbor, like, taking out trash and be like, can I grab a bag? Or, like, yeah. I don't know. He just goes out of his way to, like, think of other people and offer to help. And it was, like, one of my favorite things of when I first started dating him. I'm like, mm-hmm. he has such a kind heart. Like, he's always thinking of others.
I feel like my boyfriend does that, too, I realized. I feel like he was, like, he takes the tea to work. And, like, I remember he was saying how he, like, helped this blind lady one day. And, like people just, like, random people ask him for, like, directions or whatever. Because I feel like he just has, like, he's, like, engaged, like, not really, like, checked out. Yeah. And, like, a friendly presence. Like,
what a
or
better
something.
Way to go through life.
Yeah, and I'm like, people are just, like, coming up to you. Like, I'm, like, head down, headphones focus in. Focus out. Like,
yeah, no, I know.
No one talk to you. I mean, I guess it's like, different as a guy.
I know, maybe that's maybe a female-male thing. You, like, feel, like, your safety. You're just, like, in your own zone.
Yeah.
With your armor on in public.
But they're, like, engaged in their environment, which is nice.
Yeah. I know. Okay, I was thinking about the gym too, what I had to say about leaning into fear is how I was thinking about, because I've also felt like scared joining new gyms and whatever. And I was also, maybe this is like separate, but I was thinking about how gym related goals, like sort of like, I guess performance related goals, but yeah, like performance related goals, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Instead of like an appearance related goal always feels so much better and it really pushes yourself and it can be like scary and fearful. If you sign up for like a half marathon and you're like, I've never run, but if you have this next 6 months or a year to train for it, it feels so good when you're doing that. And I feel like in turn, you probably do like feel more confident in how you look. But not because you're focused on it, because you're focused on something else.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can feel really stagnant, especially like with fitness and workout related things. I'm just like going through the motions. But I just think about times where I remember working with a trainer like years ago and I couldn't even do like 2 pull-ups and having that be the benchmark of like, okay, I'm going to keep working on like shoulder strength and back and arms and whatever. And then I'll eventually be able to do 2 pull-ups. And like, I could literally see myself progressing based on like things I could do. Or if yours is like, I want to be able to run 1 mile without stopping or 3 miles without stopping or do this many squats or do this many minutes on the Stairmaster. Like, I feel like those kind of goals that you can work towards feel so good and like you're challenging yourself and it can be scary to like step into that and be like, okay, I'm going to commit to it. But then like keeping the promises, I always say this too, or I think I heard it somewhere. I think this was on Instagram. I heard it's that huge. Your confidence, you build your confidence by keeping the promises that you make to yourself. And I always think about that because you tell yourself, I'm going to go to the gym every day this month, January 1st, right after New Year's.
Yeah.
And then you don't. And then you tell yourself, well, I guess I just let myself down then and don't do what I say I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And you don't trust yourself and you don't have the confidence. But if you do what you're going
to...
Yeah, that whole thing.
Done it.
Exactly. But then if you tell your friend, like, I'll be there for you every day this month. You would be. But it's like the promises you make to yourself you don't keep. So, I don't know. I'm going all over the place.
No, but that's important. Like,
you know?
Especially I feel like with fitness stuff because I feel like it's easy to get bogged down of like, oh, I'm not seeing any changes. Or, oh, I'm like... Like, obviously things like ebb and flow, up and down, like whatever. And like... Like, I was talking to Gretchen about it, but just, like, looking back at pictures or of, like, being like, oh, but I was, like, more in shape there. Or, like, I liked the way this looked there. But now, like, this is good, but I don't even notice because I'm too busy looking at old pictures being like, why isn't my stomach like that? Or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's easy to get stuck in that instead of seeing, like trying to make progress for progress sake. Like, you're just, like trying to look a certain way where
also,
should be a goal to feel a certain way.
How you feel over how you look. But I have to interject and say that if anyone hasn't listened to my episode about comparing yourself to a past version of yourself, you need to go listen because I feel like it will help. And I feel like Lucy and I have dealt with that a lot with body image stuff. And I can say I feel like I've come such a long way because I honestly don't really look back at old photos or videos of myself, but if I do or if I see or I'm like, obviously I've gained weight throughout life. Everyone does and probably should. You probably shouldn't weigh the same as you should when you were 16. But But I feel so like disconnected from that version of myself, which I feel like is a good thing because I don't want to compare myself to that version of me. Mm-hmm. And I just think about like, I can never live that day again. Like, we can never live yesterday again. Today is the only time we're going to live today. And then tomorrow is tomorrow and that's it. And all we have is the version of ourselves right now. So mm-hmm. why would we waste time looking back?
Yeah.
When all we can do is move forward and focus mm-hmm. on the body we have. And if you're not happy with where you're at now, again, like make those goals that are based in how you feel and not how you mm-hmm. look. And I feel like everyone says that when they actually see progress in the gym, their mindset changes from I want to look a certain way to I want to be able to run a half marathon. I want to be able to
like squat whatever weight.
Feel good at work because I got a workout in the morning and mm-hmm. I got some movement. Whatever it is. Like when you have mm-hmm. more of like a holistic long-term wellness mm-hmm. mindset shift, that's when you actually like see changes. Yeah. Feel changes.
I agree. I think that's kind of why I was scared to join a gym because I was in such a... I mean, and I still think I like home workouts better. Like, I was really into my, like, routine of, like, mostly, like, body weight workouts. I feel like just from, like, I have a back injury from rowing. And that's still, like, there. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I got really strong with body weight. And, like, I felt, like, really toned and fit and whatever. But I also was, like, going through a hard time. So I feel like it overlapped with the time that I was really anxious and could only really, like, work out to try to not be anxious. So, I don't know, it's, like, kind of weird, and then I remember being, like, nervous to join a gym because I didn't want to be, like, worried about my appearance, because I feel like just being at a gym and, like, working out around people, I feel like I would always get in my head about that, even if I was, like, I don't know, weighed less or felt more fit, like, you know, it doesn't really, like, at any point, I'm just, like, more, like, self-critical or, like, feeling like I'm being looked at, so, or, like, I don't know, just, like, comparing myself to people around, I guess, so I feel like that kind of is hard also, just like got like a transition from like working out at home to like being around a bunch of people and like feeling like you might be perceived in a certain way, but then also like seeing yourself differently.
But as much as we talk about how the gym is scary, I feel like that's what we're saying this whole episode, to lean into fear and to do it because it's important. And it really, I feel like over, if we can look back and look at the gyms that we were scared of, we're no longer scared because it builds your confidence and resilience and your character. And then I feel like your brain and then you're is like,
oh, it doesn't matter.
I can do other hard things. Yeah. I can do hard things because I did this.
Yeah.
And I can challenge myself in other ways.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the body image aspect also made me scared, but I feel like that's true because I feel like the more you go, then you're like, okay, like no one's really looking at me. Like I shouldn't be this worried about whatever. Like, it's like, you see that it's like irrational or whatever you're building up in your head isn't like that big of an issue.
Yeah. Maybe, and I feel like, cause we keep talking about like the gym, but I feel like other mm-hmm. things can be fearful in life, growing up, switching jobs, a career. If you want to start like a side hustle or a business or whatever it is, maybe leaning into fear is like talking to the group of people at work that you're scared to talk to, and maybe they could be your bestest of friends mm-hmm. or your neighbors. Like, of course I was scared to meet people, but we go out of our way to like go up to people and introduce ourselves, and it's scary, mm-hmm. but then it's so worth it and so important.
Because then you have like a community.
Like, it's literally life changing, yes, because you have a community around you, which mm-hmm. is so important. So yeah, like I just feel like the positives always outweigh the negatives of leaning into fear.
Yeah, what you build up in your mind.
And not being scared of failure. If you are changing a job and you end up hating it, okay, now you know that that's not right, and maybe you're one step closer to what is. I just feel like I always look at things with like a silver lining like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that is a good way to think about it. And yeah, I guess just not only the gym, but like, yeah, everything in life. Like, if it's like going back to school later in life because you realize this is what you're passionate about, or like, yeah, like getting out of a situation that doesn't serve you, but like you're scared of the next step, or like anything like that where you're just like, okay, how can I envision myself there? How can I, you just like, I guess, need to like make steps to make it happen, mm-hmm. even if you're scared.
And back to the fun, because I feel like we're kind of talking about both together in this episode. Mm-hmm. Like,
because it ends up being fun is the thing. I feel like experiencing those things and then like seeing other sides of you, because like it brings out like qualities you didn't know you had, or like, you know, like you're like, oh, I can be independent, or I can like be outgoing and make friends, even though I thought I was always quiet and shy.
Yeah.
You know, like different situations.
Trying new hobbies and activities as you grow up. can be scary to try something new, but ends up being so fun. So I feel like continuing to push yourself to do those things, like Lucy said, if it's painting, if it's fishing, I don't know, any of these things, like, makes life more enjoyable. Like, don't be complacent. I'm thinking about another one of our neighbors, you guys. We're so lucky. We have the best neighbors, like I keep saying. He is a fisherman. Or I guess, I don't know if you have to qualify. Or he fishes. Like, he fishes tuna. Yeah, I don't know if he's like that. Maybe he just does it for, or maybe he does sell. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All I know is he catches tuna. And they showed up at our front step like a week ago with a bag of fresh tuna. And we're like, here you go. We thought so of you. Amazing. And I'm like, I don't think anyone's ever been nicer. Especially like a neighbor. Like, we've never gotten it. And we were so excited. We had the best fresh tuna poke bowls. I wish I was like vlogging in that moment.
I know. She sent me a picture and I was like, what the heck?
And like, I never would have known. Good thing we were chatty and like made friends with them.
Yeah.
Because then I'm getting free poke. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm like, this has really been beneficial for me. But like, you never would know the types of relationships or connections or if you miss out by not pushing yourself out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. I know. I think it's like hard nowadays because I feel like people feel connected through their phones. But then you're like at the gym and next to people that are doing the same exercise or like different stuff, but you don't really talk to them. Like, I feel like it's nice to interact with people.
I know.
Especially like when you know you have those similarities. Like, oh, we all live on the same street or the same area, or we're all at the same gym every day at the same time, or we all like yoga or like whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like also, oh my gosh, another thing, getting over the fear, is like, I feel like going to Whole Foods for some reason would stress me out. That is so random. But I think during COVID.
By yourself?
Yeah. During COVID, it would stress me out.
Was it just by yourself or just Whole Foods in specific?
I think like by myself and Whole Foods. Like, because I feel like I'd be like, oh, everyone there is like all fancy and I'm like there in my sweatshirt and like whatever. And I'm like, I remember I would always be like, oh, just grabbing like a few things. And then I'm like stacking up stuff in my, on my hands. And then it's like falling and like rolling down the aisle. And I'm like running around feeling like a mess. Like,
you do that to yourself. And you're telling yourself that. People, if you're listening. Well, I do that, but. And you tell yourself like, oh, I'm not like, I can't go into Whole Foods or this designer store or whatever. Like, yes, you can.
I know. But
don't
like,
tell yourself
like you I'm can't. Saying, it's not just the gym. It's like random stuff you could just build up in your head.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, it's fine. Like. I think COVID made like that like harder probably for everyone for a bit. Like, it's like, oh, I can't go work out in a class with other people, like regardless of the fear of getting sick, but like just like being around people, or oh my god, like I don't know.
I know. No, COVID has definitely made people more scared.
Yeah.
So this is perfect timing for this episode.
Yeah,
cuz I feel like even scared still, and to lean like, into it.
Yeah, even still I feel like it's, even though it's been a while, I feel like it's still like you're like seeing how it's like impacted you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're, like, hesitant to do whatever. Or...
I know. People's, like, mental state, or I feel like will have, like, effects forever.
It'll be
sad, like, but, like, interesting
jobs,
to see.
Probably, too.
Jobs,
like, people are, like,
kids,
sticking in
how
jobs.
Kids were developed over the years.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Scary.
This is, like, a whole other topic.
But, I mean, like, jobs. Like, I feel like people are probably sticking in jobs, which is relatable, because you don't want, like, the insecurity of not having a job or something, you know?
Oh,
because
it was, like, so hard during COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. Like, stay
so
in a job that
like,
you don't
okay,
even
well,
like.
Why would I try to, like, switch, like, what is it?
Jobs, if it's so hard to switch kind of thing.
Yeah.
You just stay with something that
like,
you're maybe not happy
with. Like, switch industries
or,
like, you know.
But it's important to lean into the fear, like we were saying,
yeah.
of switching a job. Yeah, because then you grow and move forward and all the things. Do
Learn
we have
more.
Anything else to tell them? We keep talking about the gym.
I know.
I think that's, like, pretty much what we wanted to say. Those are the updates. Keeping fun a priority. Keep pushing yourself, challenging yourself. Because I feel like any instances of like good things that have happened to us, it starts with pushing yourself out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like every single
like
time.
A new experience. Like.
And I feel like everyone can relate to being cautious, comfortable, complacent. But when you push yourself to not be, good things come of it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I feel like you could apply this to so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I guess leaning into fear, for me, the most recent thing would probably be buying a house. For me, fear is really the unknown. Because
like,
I like being
changing
in control.
Your hair, or like,
yeah.
You got a haircut.
Like, all of those things are like scary, but then end up being so good. And like, I mean, especially a house is going to be a lifetime of memories and fun, and it already has been. And so it's always like so worth it.
Definitely.
Even if it's hard or growing pains or
stressful,
like change. If you guys struggle with change, like I always have my whole life, but it always ends up being worth it.
Definitely.
This was such a good conversation.
Yeah.
For us to have Lucy's life updates, a little recap of the 4th, our ideas, what we're thinking. Hopefully we can look back at this if we're complacent in life in a couple years. We can be like, we have to keep doing fun and going places and doing fun things.
I think it's fun to, like, even just talking about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I should, like, try to, like, talk to strangers more, like, random stuff.
Yeah.
It just, like, brings it, like coming back to that idea and being like, oh, I did want to try to, like, learn, like, relearn French or, like, you know, random stuff where you're like, I do want to broaden my horizons.
Yeah, it makes life more
colorful.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This is such a good episode. Yeah, guys, we could chat forever. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, does Lucy need to be like a permanent co-host? I just drop this on you at the end. I'm like, you're joining us forever.
That'd be fun.
Because we have the best combos.
We do.
You have such good perspective and mindset on things.
This has nothing to do with anything, but it just reminded me, because I was thinking, oh, because we're twins, I feel like we have, like, I don't know. Well, obviously, we could just talk all day. Yeah. But I saw, I was going to say Acquired Style, Bridget's TikTok with her twin, and it was like different letters, and they're all saying like the first one that comes to the mind.
Wait,
line.
We have like, to we do that. To, wait, I literally saw that yesterday.
I sent it to you yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that on TikTok?
So funny.
I feel like I've seen it with twins, or I've seen it with couples too. I saw the funniest one. It was like, oh my gosh, our last brain cell that we share, and it was them. And you guys, have you guys seen this TikTok trend? And letters pop up. And you say the first word that comes to mind. And it was this couple and they kept saying swear words.
That's
and it was just so funny.
Yeah.
We need to do it.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like we're so different. We would think of different things.
I know, because we've been living separately. Like, Bridget and her sister live together.
Yeah.
Like, we do, like,
so they think of the
things.
Same things. I would say, like,
yin and yang.
Like
I think F, they were both, like, feet or foot. And they were, like, and, like.
Yeah, how
and I'd be, like.
You're going to think of, like, obscure things. You're going to be, like, daffodil. And
yeah.
I'm going to be, like, drums.
And be, like, frozen.
I don't know.
Random
Okay, we have to do that. Okay, we're going to do that right after this. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode. This was so much fun.
It was fun. I could talk all day.
I know. Keep learning new things, being creative, leaning into fear, having fun, and live your best life this summer, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out there.
And live your life, because no one else is going to live it for you.
Yep. That's
true.
Love
you
live
guys.
Your life for you.
Thanks
Go
for listening. And I'll catch you in my next episode.
Bye.
Bye.